The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Lark and Carl Bott. Good morning. It's Thursday the 17th, 7:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina, good morning.
Very good morning.
And is there a special day out there?
Yes. Carl, did you ever been in Massachusetts?
Yes.
What? I didn't.
Have you been in Massachusetts?
I have.
Today is the national day of them.
National Massachusetts Day? Massachusetts.
It's a lovely state. It has all kinds of stuff going on.
Well, it is. It's kind of cool.
Absolutely.
Boston.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Yeah, Boston. Yes.
I like, you know, the New England states are so different as the whole atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's very beautiful. Yeah. And especially if you go back, I mean, they're really nice, but if you go back kind of in the fall when all the trees are changing.
All of those states up there.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Do you know that it's already 81 degrees in downtown Reading? Oh, my goodness. It's just, yes. Already 81 degrees, and we're looking for a high today of 104, a low this evening of 76, and then, by golly, we're going to get a little rest, but on Friday, it's only going to be 99, and on Friday night, 72, a slight chance of thunderstorms, and then mostly clear, and on Saturday, hot, but only 98, and Saturday night is a low of 73, mostly clear. Sunday, mostly sunny, but a high of 93, and on Sunday night, a low of 71, partly cloudy. Monday, a high of 92, and a low of 69, so it's starting to clear down.
Oh,
and on Tuesday, we're only looking at 89.
That's why I saw it. We're going to be in the 80s.
I mean, my goodness.
Did you say anything about rain today? Possible chances of rain?
A slight chance of thunderstorms and then clear.
Yeah.
Early this morning, but and we've had it in the evenings. And wow, we just have to keep hoping and hoping. They've got a bunch of fires going on over in Trinity County and in Siskiyou County.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we've been lucky, but we have been getting a few lightning strikes. Nothing too bad in Shasta County so far. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Wildfires prompt evacuations in Trinity and Siskiyou counties here. Got 30 fires in Northern California, including the Head Fire. Let me see here. Let me get some more information.
They've almost run into a complex over there. They've got 30-some flowers.
They've got 30 fires sparked
running
by lightning.
Together.
Yeah. Of those fires, the Head Fire started near the Klamath and Scott Rivers is burning next to Hamburg on Highway 96, according to the Siskiyou County Sheriff. This is probably from yesterday. And then that was the Head Fire. So, and one of them has burnt. So they evacuated people from out there, but then I guess they allowed them back in.
And Sam and I was listening to the Tim McLean News Hour, and she gave quite a breakdown of the different fires. And having worked extended dispatch during these project fires many years ago, it gets to the point where they finally just call them all together and call it a complex because it's too difficult to keep the separation of the people don't understand. When you get fires like this going, the multitude of resources beyond firefighters that it takes to keep manning these fires day after day. You know, we haven't talked about that in a while, but people don't understand. You have to bring in, full commissaries and kitchens and bathrooms, and you set up a small city, and all of these have to be coordinated and dispatched. And when you've got seven fire camps, that becomes very difficult. It gets easier when you start to push those together, and then you can assign.
We can have one kind of command and control center.
Exactly.
And put all your assets there instead of having to have, like you said, having, you're fighting four different fires, and you start running short of your logistical support there.
Exactly. It's quite, I remember the first time I did it, and that's got to be back in the 80s. And I was just blown away. I did 12-hour shifts, and that first shift was just such an eye-opener as you were bringing in. I mean, you were ordering up kitchens, and you were ordering up strike teams and different kinds of strike teams and different kinds of equipment and all, I mean, everything to set up a literal small city.
Oh, of course, they have Yeah, well, I mean, anything you do. And then now the ways they're fighting the fires are like taking, like they're going to fight, like we're fighting battles. With, I mean, they're even using the same, kind of the same terminology where they're just coming, trying to just hit it as hard as they can with all their supporting arms and just keep after it like that. I mean, tankers, helicopters, they're bringing in more of those and then pushing out your boots on the ground there.
Well, we have so much undergrowth in all of our forests that when these things take off, they just go.
It does.
What they have found, though, is that the fires don't seem to be quite as intense this year because a lot of those areas up in the foothills have still got some moisture.
Yeah, and hopefully the cooler temperatures here.
Yeah, and this is going to help, we certainly hope.
And then Highway 199 closed because of fires. Have you been following what's been going on at the Board of Supervisors?
Hard not to.
Now, see, I don't know, Kevin Cry may be listening right now, but, you know, they made this big thing. Oh, he's not going to the Mike Liddell thing, and oh, you know, it's like, hey, he's going to that. And from what I understand,
he never said he was.
Yeah, that's why I understood, isn't it? He never said he was going to go to it, and they used his photo without his permission, and he called him and said, "Hey, I'm not."
Well, exactly. You know, because he has been he's been to some of those different what's the word I'm looking for, the group gatherings,
paranoid groups.
No, I would not say that. I would not say that at all. I would say gatherings of people who are concerned about the last election and not willing to just say, oh, well, just move on. Because if we don't figure out how it happened and why it happened and if it happened, just going to keep doing it again.
If it happened.
Well, and what are you so afraid of is to find out it did happen?
Not afraid at all. I think we
should.
Then
why not explore it?
Well, you're not talking about me.
No, I'm just saying.
I know that.
I'm just on the other side of that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no,
what are you so afraid of? Why not listen to some of the testimony? Why not go and hear the other side of it? Are you afraid that there might be some truth in it? You don't want to know it? Anyway, he has gone to some of those.
Wait a minute. Can tell you what. Kevin's on the phone
right now. Perfect. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, I want you – can you hang on? I'm just going to do the commercial first and then come back so I don't have to break again.
Hey, Trish Clark's there, and it's a Thursday. I'll hold for as long as it takes.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a highly rated bank here in not just the North State, but in the United States. Cornerstone has been given the rating as one of the best small banks in the United States. I think it's like the sixth best, if you can imagine that. And right here at Cornerstone Community Bank, they've been around 16 years, and they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Dream. drinking establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class from NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Come join us for a night of dinner and auction. Shasta County Republicans present Denim and Diamonds Fundraising Dinner, supporting Republican candidates at the county, state, and national level. Catered by Fat Daddy's Barbecue, fantastic prizes, guns, drawings, and games. Featured speaker to be announced Saturday, September 9th. Reading Senior Center doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org or call 530-356-6429.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. This is the place that Linda and Trish and I and many of our closest friends go down there to find the right jewelry. Oh, my gosh. They've got a huge selection. Everything you can imagine. Very fair prices. You can trust them. Absolutely. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, California. Okay, we have Kevin Cryon. Kevin, tell us what's going on with the Mike Liddell caper.
Well, so if you remember back, and good morning.
Good morning.
If you remember back a few weeks ago, there was a motion put forward to possibly change a meeting, because I had looked into, and this is actually pretty personal stuff, but I'm going to share it because I think it just warrants it, because I want to be able to just, I guess, hush people up that want to just spin up stories. My my business partner with Endless Rope, a fitness company that I'm the president of and a co-owner, his brother-in-law was murdered on the corner of a street in Texas. You could actually Google it. You can Texas, or you can Google Texas Mason shooting. He was a Freemason, which I don't know much about, but there was some kind of ceremony where he was promoted, came out, and he was shot in the head in cold blood. So he was going to be going to that as a representative for our company, and you'll see that the actual event is the 16th, the 18th in Kansas City. Most of the business that we do as owners of our company, we'll go and we'll meet with fire chiefs a day or two before the show. Maybe there's golf, conversations, et cetera, because the trade show is really more of just, it's just a big, you know, like most big shows are, it's just get them in, get them out, and there's really no quality conversations that can take place. So in that time, Mike Lindell's team had reached out and said, and this is actually a month or two prior, and I said, hey, ironically, I'm going to be in that area, but I can't commit to that because honestly, I have a board meeting and it's going to conflict. So that was basically it. And then fast forward a couple weeks, I wound up, obviously we didn't change our meeting because it was just this big deal. My business partner said, look, I think it's going to be good if I just get out of town. He lives in Alaska. So he goes, I want to go to Kansas City anyway, just to clear my head and do that. So I said, okay, I won't go. Well, then the flyer comes out in the meantime and I'm on it. And honestly, one of the reasons I wouldn't have gone anyway is I don't know a lot of those people on the flyer. I've met a handful of them, but some of them I don't know. And quite honestly, I didn't want to be, I don't like to appear at events with a bunch of people on stage that I don't know. And I've never really considered that in the past so much because it was usually around coaching or training.
Hey, Kev, how did they think that you were going to be there if you said you weren't going to be there? Or
what I'd said, I said I would consider it, but I never got back to them and confirmed that I would go.
Okay.
I'm maybe going to be in the area, but I can't commit to it.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, exactly. And then they had said, hey, well, what if we worked around it? And I said, hey, you know. But again, this was a while ago. And then, you know, and I just didn't think much of it. Well, the flyer comes out. And, you know, and I opened for Carrie Lake a couple weeks ago.
That was what I was referring to earlier.
Yeah, and it was brought up again. I mean, I'm on a lake in Mendocino County flyer right now that I didn't commit to the Republican Central Committee event for that dual county joint thing. I said, hey, you know, right now I've got it on my calendar. I'm free. Let's talk again about it. And I'm one of the three featured speakers with Steve Hilton. So this isn't uncommon. The difference is, you know, a group that's out to get me and put their Newsom guy in there or girl. You know, they're just using that, and that's frustrating. But at the end of the day, that's what that is. It's a misunderstanding, and that's it. And like I said, elections really isn't my big platform. I make one vote or a series of votes, and I've moved on. I mean, we're going down this path. Obviously, there's AB 969 that we're looking at, but realistically, I don't necessarily want to go speak just on elections. What I'm asked to speak on usually is how is a dad of three and a business owner throw himself into politics in his mid to late 40s. I say mid 40s. My wife and kids say late 40s because I'll be 47. And but really it's just because, you know, if not me, who, and if not now, when? Because our world, our state, and our county has just been going the wrong direction in the last few years, and I know we're turning it around. I think this board majority is doing some great things, and we're going to continue to do great things. We're going to bring accountability. And but back to the original question with the flyer, it was a misunderstanding, and that's all it is. And then, of course, there was one reporter, one, and that was Annalise Pierce, who actually called and reached out. Others will say, well, we emailed you. Well, you know, you emailed me at 7 or 8 in the morning and then ran the story at 10 or whatever that was.
Annalise,
so you didn't really get me
Annalise Pierce publishes the Shasta Scout.
Correct.
She's not perfect. None of us are. But I tell you what,
no.
It's the closest to being real news in this town in many cases.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So everybody goes, well, how do you get that? Well, you just go to Shasta Scout. I think it's got a, I don't know, web page or something.
You can sign up for their daily, and they send out all those things.
And you get something, and she actually has facts in it. So
well, you know what? And I'll tell you, I met George Winship for the first time the other day. You know, and as a kid, I was a sub once in a while delivering the Anderson Valley Post. And my friend had the paper route in our area. And, you know, I met him the other day. So we're actually going to sit down. I try and give everybody an opportunity, Carl.
Yeah, George is a good guy, too.
We just met for the first time, so we're going to sit down. You know, and he said he's doing a big article on Doug LaMalfe, and he's really one of the only ones with a publication that he spends time with that can even get Doug on the phone or Congressman LaMalfe on the phone. And that's because I think a lot of people are just tired of things being sensationalized and I gotcha type of stuff. I mean, there's a reason there's only a handful of reporters that are basically freelancers for the Record Searchlight anymore. There's a reason. And there's actually a couple good ones. I mean, Jessica Skropinich, really appreciate, some conversations with her, but she doesn't really cover much of the Board of Supervisors. And then Ethan Hansen, the sports guy. Other than that, it's hard for me to be positive about a lot of the media because it's always sensationalized. It's always I gotcha. And that's why, you know, I'm doing my videos now after board meetings. It's basically like a board report kind of on steroids, talking more about things. And I get more Facebook messages and phone calls and text messages about that. And it gives me an opportunity to really connect with not just people in my district, but all over the county that have questions.
And perhaps actually tell the truth of what went on in the board meeting.
Plus, you have a radio show on the number one station in the
valley. That's right. Well, so. I need to move that to where I get. I'm on almost every week because there's just so much stuff going on that I think, you know, I wish. I mean, and I know Trish, you understand this better than anybody. But you know, sometimes closed session is the worst thing because you know, as supervisors, we know.
Because you hear things that you cannot talk about, you cannot state, and the public has a little bit of the information. You have so much more that you cannot share, and if you're a good board member, you don't.
Exactly.
But it is frustrating when people are, and when they're speaking to you and they're so right on, and you know they got it, and you just kind of say, well, you know, there are facts that are just not in evidence, and this is where you start trusting the people you've elected to make these decisions.
Well, and that's what I'm excited about. I mean, I think the reason the recall group so badly wanted to get this on the ballot in November was because they know, well, I don't know how they know, but I can imagine how they know. But they know things that they're positive that I know because I'm in closed session, and I'm going to be bringing this stuff out, and I'm just waiting for the legal process to take its role and take its time. But when some of this stuff comes out, it's going to be vindication with a capital B. I'm excited for that day. I'm excited for that day because truth and honesty need to reign free in Shasta County again. And, accountability is coming.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Thanks for
calling in.
Carl, thank you. Thank you, Supervisor Clark.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's a long way to go.
What do you say?
Supervisor Clark.
Oh, Supervisor Clark. Yes.
Actually, I still... I was up in Shingletown.
We can still call you that.
Yeah, just briefly. I was up in Shingletown, which is part of my district, and I was up there for Founders Day last weekend. And, you know, I made so many friends up in that area, and it is very humbling and very heartwarming as I wandered around up there. The number of people who came up that I haven't seen in 15, 16 years,
mm-hmm.
Who actually remember who you are and thank you and... You know, have good conversation. That's
there's a reason for
it's,
that.
It's validation that I wasn't just totally spinning my wheels for 16 years.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to be talking about this a community kind of a community recognition of our firefighters.
Good.
And those who have lost their lives. And we'll do that when we get back after this break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial with all the things going on in insurance. Can you imagine? Probably every morning when Judy Maxwell wakes up, she goes,
what company fell off the state in California now?
Except she'd say it like, just wonder what they're doing to us now.
Yeah.
So anyway, but if you have questions about insurance or financial matters, because, you know, now that all the things are going on with the stock market, how about your 401? How about your investments? There's so many questions out there. Well, I've got a phone number for you. 530-221-0441 is Judy Maxwell. Judy Maxwell's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's been doing this since 1993. This is somebody that cares about her customers. For a free review and analysis of your retirement plans, of your insurance, give her a call. 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
To the stars. She's up all night till the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night till the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you realize that today many in Israel who haven't found Jesus Christ as their Messiah are expectantly awaiting Messiah's coming to initiate his kingdom? They pray at the Wailing Wall regularly. Christian believers, of course, recognize that Messiah has come and that he is our Lord Jesus Christ and will set up his kingdom following the rapture and the tribulation.
What book in the Bible addresses why Jesus is truly the Messiah?
It's the Gospel of Matthew. In Matthew's day, many Jews found it hard to understand how Jesus Christ could be the Messiah since he was crucified instead of setting up his kingdom. Crucified rather than crowned.
Now's your chance to learn why the kingdom was postponed on Tuesdays, September the 5th to December the 11th, from 10:30 a.m. to 11:10 a.m. at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, taught by Dr. George Gunn. This is Chaplain Jane D'Angelo with Dr. David Nicholas. Don't miss this convenient three-unit hybrid class that you can do partly at home for credit or audit.
That's right. Call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio, with Trish Clark, because it's Thursday, and Carl.
Love Thursday morning.
17th of August, 7:33 in the morning. It's 84 degrees out there.
Already.
As I look over and see if I can see it, this portion of the show brought to you by an Anderson business.
One of those great Anderson business, easy to do business in Anderson.
NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs, tractors, backhoes, side-by-sides, they've got it all. They've got small ones to large ones. You do it all, they do it local. That's NorCal Tractor and Equipment, started in Reading, been very successful, and moved down to Anderson to build a new facility at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. That's back there behind the... I want to say the Aces Hardware
down
there?
Yeah.
Really nice people. If you need any type of equipment, they have it. Give them a call, 530-221-6800. We're here with, let me see, is what's your rank?
I'm a fire captain.
Fire captain. Okay, I'm trying to see it over here. Fire Captain Garrett Claycamp. And what's this guy? Joe Committee.
Do the best you can.
I'm trying. Okay. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carl.
Good morning, Garrett.
Good morning.
Wait a minute, you got to get in closer.
Sorry.
To that. Is he turned on? Okay, we're on. Okay. What got you into firefighting?
My dad.
Okay, you're a legacy guy?
Yeah. He worked for the department for the city of Reading and then retired in 01, I believe.
Okay.
And I was just starting getting out of high school, so I worked for Cal Fire for a few seasons and was lucky enough to get hired with the city of Reading.
So, did you go, which school did you go through?
Shasta High School, did the ROP program.
Oh, okay, so it was the
and
ROP
Shasta
program.
Shasta College.
Okay.
And Fire Academy, yeah.
I understand the Fire Academy out there is just, like, one of the best in the nation now.
I believe so.
It really is coming along.
It's come a long ways, for sure.
Yeah. So then you fought. What's the big difference between fighting, besides buildings, being out with, like, Cal Fire in the woods and being in a town?
The buildings?
Night and day?
Besides the buildings.
Right. No, it's just,
but, you fight fires, you go after the you go after the source, you try to take away.
Yeah. Right. You're just, a lot of times you just got to let them burn. You're trying to, out in the forest like they're doing now with the lightning, just trying to protect structures.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you do have to let it burn to get to where you can control it, so you might be a ways away from the fire, building fire line,
mm-hmm.
right, taking the brush away down to dirt, down the mineral soil. And,
well, see, and there's a difference. You can't let that happen in town.
No.
You got to fight it.
Yeah. And they do there as well, so they're just trying to look for the best way to do it.
Sometimes you can't get any closer.
Right.
You're talking about really tough terrain, and you just physically
can't
get bodies in there.
For sure.
That's why you have to fight it with you're fighting it from the air a lot.
Hopefully.
And what you got to do is just hit it with everything you got and then slow it down until you can surround it.
Yes.
It's like getting on a bad bull, you know? You got to do everything you can until you can, get off its, in other words, it'll get you off sooner. Anyway, okay. So you've been a firefighter then for 23 years?
Yes.
You don't look like you've been a firefighter for 23
Thank
years.
Thank you.
Doesn't he? Does he?
He looks really like
our producer, 19.
Not
her. She looks like she's 20, so you can pass.
Okay.
Well played.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Now, but you're here for a cause.
We are.
Here. It's not just because, not just to talk about fire, but I could talk about this probably at least once a week.
Okay.
You know Bill Maston?
I do not.
Oh, okay. Well, you've got to meet him. He's one of the instructors out there at the Fire Academy, retired fire captain out of L.A., and he's just kept with it all those years. And but this is somebody you'd probably like to meet. He's very much up on all the techniques and tactics in this. But you all are here for another reason.
Yes. Yes, we are. And this is about a memorial, and I'll let the captain talk a little more about it as well. But one of the reasons we got involved, and by we I mean Emergent, and we're trying to bring the whole community in, is we really need something positive in our community to focus on. We all know that this community has done some wonderful, wonderful things, over the years, and that when tragedy hits or something bad comes to us, we tend to rally in a positive way. We've had a lot of controversy the last couple of years, and I think it's time to walk away from that and to really bring the resources of this community to a good thing. And when we heard about this, when we saw the memorial, when the firefighters made a presentation to the city council, we thought we could help with this. We could help with it from a printing standpoint because this looks like something we could print. And I, with a couple of my colleagues, just started a not-for-profit called Hope Street Communities. And we thought this was a perfect way for Hope Street to get involved in the community and to do some good and to really remember, in this particular case, a firefighter that we lost. And, nobody will forget – the car fire. And we all know exactly where we were when that fire hit this community. And we all know exactly where we were when we heard that we lost a firefighter. And I think it's important for us to remember that and to help heal. Some people in this community will never heal, obviously, because of the traumatic loss. But this is a way to memorialize them. So what the fire department, and it's really Deputy Chief, Eric McMurtry and the captain here, and then Fire Engineer Lucas Johnson, really, who we're working with as an agency to help them to be able to raise money to build this memorial park out at Station 8. And the campaign is...
Station 8 is located...
at 131 Churn Creek.
Okay.
And we came up with the idea of, actually, one of my colleagues, Jackie Disney, came up with the 8 for 8. So if we asked everybody just to donate $8 for Station 8, for this fire memorial, we would have more money than we knew what to do with when you look at the population of this community. So we're really trying to make this a crowdfund. We're trying to use this as a way to get the community off the political division and onto what makes us a community. Our ability to rally around, our first responders who run in when everybody else is running away. We really think it's time to shift the narrative now to things like this. And what we're here today is to just tell people there's an event coming a week from Saturday. So it's the 26th from 8 to 11 out at the fire station. It's just come out, meet the firefighters. Q97 will be there with music. We have all-around barbecue, doing some $8 barbecue breakfasts. We're really just trying to engage the community and say, here's where the park's going to go. Any donation you'd like to make, we'd appreciate. But as importantly, we want to start focusing on something good, and we want to bring the community together for the good things that we're doing. So that's kind of the short, that's the Cliff Notes version of it. You know, in meeting with the firefighters, we're very thankful that they're very good at firefighting. They're probably not as good at fundraising and community engagement, and that's where we figured we could step in and we could help them do that, so that they could stay focused on their primary task, but they could still do something that's extremely noteworthy for the community and something that will be a legacy that lives for generations. So that's where we are.
Okay, so we're building a park.
Correct.
I thought, you know, okay, I will admit I went after Joe's juggler on this earlier, and I said, 400, I mean, it's a lot of money.
A lot of money, right.
For a statue? That's what I was thinking. You know, I was thinking of the, you know, of a regular, like, monument out at IGO. Oh, no. And then after you explained it to me, I went, sure, that's enough. Yeah, because now, how big is this park going to be when we talk about that? I'm sorry, I had to run out and I was doing things business-wise.
If you go by the station, you'll see there's a mound out in front of the station that's got some grasses on it now.
Okay.
It's going to lay right there. And I did send you a draft plan.
You did.
That you can see where you get a sense of you're walking along a path, you go into an area where you'll be able to see the names of firefighters. I mean, it really is going to be a very nicely done park, and we're working on renditions right now to be able to show at this event at the end of the month.
I think, too, we wanted this as an experience, to be an experience for family members or the community to come out and recognize those who have passed away. It's just not something you can come. It's not something you just go visit and then walk away. You can stay there.
We
for
don't
a little
have
while.
Something like this.
Well, you know, I was just going to say, and I like the fact that it's going to be in the downtown area where people, in fact, will go to it. We have a memorial for fallen firefighters, if you will recall, out at the airport, U.S. Forest Service.
Right.
The airplane that went into the hangar there
Correct.
Many years ago,
oh, yeah.
All very close friends of mine, and there's a beautiful memorial there,
yes.
Some trees and what have you, but it's so far off the beaten path that the last conversation I had about it, it's not visited very well, and I think people have actually forgotten that that little grove is there.
I didn't even know it. I mean, it was before my time, but I didn't even know we had that.
Well, it is. It's a grove out there that's dedicated to the three people that were killed in that crash. Firefighters and just a very sad story. I'm pleased this is in a place where people are going to see it and be reminded.
I like this, and it's like you said, it's kind of going to be interactive, and people can be out there. And is there going to be a statue of? I mean,
There'll be
just kind of like a generic firefighter.
It's going to be kind of a circular wall that will have firefighters' names listed on it.
Okay,
and then there'll be an area where they'll hang like a bronze will show a fire jacket and a fire helmet.
Oh,
so there's a lot of detail that goes into this. And again, it's an experience. So it's like a park. It's someplace you would go and you could meditate. You could think about all the good things that have been done. You could remember those people that we've lost. It's a nice, peaceful way to do this, in my opinion. I think that's really what this is all about.
Okay. So what can people do?
Well, they can come to the event. It's from 8 to 11. There's no fee to come in. Firefighters will be there to take whatever monies you'd like to donate.
You can make a donation over and above what the $8 for
correct,
your breakfast.
Correct,
yes. 8 for 8. Yes.
Yes, it's 8 for 8 just to make it simple and to make it a crown fund. But if you wanted to donate 88, if you wanted to donate 8,000, we'll take whatever money you would like to donate.
Anything from 8 cents to 8 million.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
For sure, yes.
You like yes.
that? Okay.
Right. Yes, so and we are also working with the community. So I've already met with Sierra Pacific, McConnell, the tribe, and with Bethel. And, you know, those four entities don't always work together well.
No.
But the way I'm positioning it is this is a place for us to work together well. This is a place for us to say whatever we disagree with is fine. It's what makes America great.
Okay.
But this is something we focus on.
Great. Okay. So is there a phone number they call?
Well, they can go right to the Stoke. It's stokelegacy.org.
Stoke.
Well, you could write in Google
stokelegacy.org.
Yep.
Okay.
And on that website as well, you'll be able to see what the memorial's about. You'll see we have a link going to another page of the website. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? This is, like I said, I didn't even know about the one about the airport. But, you know, this is so, I guess it's so time appropriate now. 5 years since the car fire and Jeremy lost his life. And then seeing what just happened to Maui and their death toll has surpassed Paradise. And I didn't think I'd ever see that in, you know, unless it was some kind of huge disaster in a huge city. And sometimes we take for granted those out there defending us. And so having a way of acknowledging that is good.
Yeah. No, we're very excited about it, and that's why we wanted to get involved.
All right.
That's great.
Okay, so
mark it on your calendar.
That's right. Okay, and more information would be the stokelegacy.org.
Thank you very much.
No. Sure.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I always like to talk fire.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
We'll be right back. Okay, guys.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
cruise on down to Wind River Resort and Casino and sail the seven seas with our $55,000 cruising through falls. Swipe to win drawing. Swipe your free Rip Club card daily to win instant prizes, like drawing entries for your chance to be one of 10 winners to float away on the cruise of your dreams. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Final drawings on August 31st and September 28th. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Let your body move to the music. Hey, hey, hey. Come on, folks. Let
your body go. Welcome back. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott.
And we're still talking to our previous guest.
We were chatting because the Captain Clay Camp is stationed right here at the corner from us. And they have, you know, of course, the big trucks there. And the door, the entry where they come out, you know.
The trucks have gotten bigger over the years.
Yeah, but he said there's like 2 inches on each side to get that truck in. And if you watch them, they come zipping in there. They cut across, you know, they block traffic for like a second. Then they just go straight back in there like they're on rails. And I said, how do you do that? He goes, there's lines that the tires get on. You put them on those and you just go straight back. And he says, yeah, you have to practice. Because, I mean, I thought there's cameras and everything else, but, I mean, it is close.
Yeah.
He said 2 or 3 inches on each side.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want to talk about before Tanessa Audette comes on?
Well, I don't know, but, boy, there's a lot of stuff come up, you know, that we talked about, the fire and fires and everything. And I want to just go back to a little bit about, you know, we talked and Joe said something about, you know, we need to get past the division in this community. And, man, I would love to see that. We've gotten so ingrained in fighting on one side or the other of these issues, and at some point, the people have to recognize that they have an elected board, they count to three, they make decisions. In the past, you may not like the decision, but you move on. And we've got to get to the point with our city councils and everybody else where we listen to the majority, the people who've made the decision. And then you move on and quit trying to change every decision and rehash every decision that's made. It is what it is. And eventually, we've got to get to the point, you wait for the next election, you turn it around, because this on and on and on, beating the same dead horse, I'm amazed that behind the scenes, people would be surprised to know that that board is actually accomplishing some things, and things are happening in the county. But you had the sheriff on yesterday.
Yeah.
He talked about the plan to open the jail.
We haven't gone anywhere with that.
We haven't,
but at least it's a plan.
But they've got a plan, and let's, gosh, stand back and see what they can accomplish a little bit instead of just fighting every issue in the same thing. It's beginning to bore some of us.
Well, you know, it didn't used to be like this.
No.
And you can say it's the red, white, and blue that did it. That
they did not.
Well, I totally disagree with you on that. When it first started, it was the red, white. You know, it was the ones because of COVID and all. It was that side that started it. But they don't have, they do not have the only point in this. Now you've got both sides. And in this last brouhaha, it appears that it was the Nathan Pinckney and all his people that are trying to recall Cry and all that were becoming the jerks in this. But yeah, when this thing first started, it was predominantly one side. Correct?
I would say absolutely, but I would say that they were not jerks. Right now you say now it's the other side that's jerks.
Yeah, well, there were some jerkish things they did.
Well, I would disagree with that. I would say that when they started, what they were complaining about was totally valid. As it got on.
I'm not disagreeing about that.
And we talked.
There's a difference about that, you know.
Yeah, and we talked just a little bit with Joe about how that there was fault on both sides of that board. They could have given a little and listened. They didn't need to hang in there, and they let it get a little hot. I'm just saying it's been long enough. We're talking back.
It's been long enough. No, we all agree.
Get over your hurt.
It's time to move forward like a community and stop yelling and screaming and acting like a bucket.
And talking about
the
same crap every dang time they have a meeting.
Yeah.
Get over it.
They got to have, okay.
They made a vote, live with it, see what happens, move on.
You have 3 minutes to discuss it. You don't need to scream from the crowd. The guy speaking for the 3 minutes, for God's sakes, you know, you don't use racial epithets. You don't slur people or any of these things. You act like, act like adults. Can I say that?
Wow. That'd be great.
I'm tired of it.
I am.
And I think the vast majority of us are tired of it.
I think that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. You know, we've beat this dead horse to death. Move on. Let's talk about, how about read the agenda and see what's actually on the agenda. And if you're going to get up and talk about what's on the agenda. Talk about something that's current instead of beating the same dead horse.
Live yellow-legged hornet said to have been detected in the open U.S. for the first time. Is that something we should worry about?
I don't think so, but speaking of hornets, people.
That thing just came up and popped up on a headline.
Speaking of hornets, this year, because of the ground moisture and everything, my yard people, across the street from me actually, they ran in with their leaf blower and what happened into a nest in the ground, and they ended up with 15 to 20 stings in a heartbeat, the three of them. And they said that's not the first time they've encountered that. So I would say watch out in your yards because they've evidently built nests down into the yards and because of all the moisture. And they get mad and they sting like a son of a gun.
If you have not seen a horse kick a hornet's nest up in the woods, you haven't lived.
Oh, but that's got to be lots of fun.
I know a guy that wrote a poem about it, you know, a cowboy poem, and he captured the whole thing. I've been there when hornet's nest got struck, and you've got a bunch of horses on a trail. And these horses, pretty much lightning, anything around them doesn't bother them. They hit that hornet's nest, and you are talking about it gets western real quick. And then if you've got horses that are rigged together, tied together like packing, oh my God, they're going sideways. Everybody just wants to get away from it.
You know, when we were out cutting wood one time, many, many, many years ago, my son was just a baby. I mean, 4 or 5 years old. It was snow on the ground. and we turned this log over, and out from underneath the log came a whole bunch of those little meat bee things. We disturbed a nest, and he was standing right there close to the ground. I remember I literally stripped him because they got into his clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It was cold, and I literally just ripped all of his clothes off of him, got a towel and ripped, you know, got all the bees off of him, threw him into the truck. He got stung only a couple times, but they are, boy, you disturb kind of a bee, and that is dangerous stuff.
Now, the thing about these is these yellow-legged, long-legged wasp, or the yellow-legged hornet, I'm sorry. It eats other insects, and it can wipe out honeybee hives and other ones. And they said this is a real danger to the agriculture. So this is the first one they've seen in the lot, you know, out. And so now they're trying to find them and target them. They're asking people to spot them for them.
Oh, wow. But when you see that. East Coast, I hope?
Huh?
East Coast, you said?
It's in Georgia.
Okay.
So, okay, we got to take a break. And Tanessa Audette will be joining us right after the news.
Former President Trump's trial, March 4th, the eve of Super Tuesday, fueling Mr. Trump's claim that this prosecution, as well as the others, are designed specifically to disrupt his presidential campaign and deny him his free speech rights. Downed live power lines being looked at as one possible cause of the Hawaiian wildfires, although the investigation is just beginning. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says that more canine search teams are being added because of harsh conditions on the ground.
Because of the conditions and the fire debris, the dogs have to navigate the heat. They have to deal with issues with their paws, walking through glass and debris. And in these conditions, the dogs require frequent rest, which is why we are sending in additional dogs to augment the operation.
The death toll is 111, with as many as 1,300 people still unaccounted for.
At least three schools were untouched by flames in Lahaina, but are still being assessed after sustaining wind damage. The campuses will open when they are deemed safe. Elsewhere on Maui, crews cleaned up ash and debris at other schools and tested air and water quality. Once reopened, displaced students who enroll at those campuses can access services such as meals and counseling. The Education Department is also offering counseling for family members and staff. Transportation officials said the Lahaina Bypass Road, closed since August 8th, is open again, allowing residents to access the burn zone. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Just 36% of American adults approve of the president's handling of the economy, among the findings of a new AP-NORC poll. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 45 points, the Nasdaq down 54. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
A Haitian gang leader is at once welcoming and perhaps threatening an international force proposed to restore peace to Haiti.
Jimmy Cherizier, best known as Barbecue, is a former police officer now considered to be Haiti's most powerful gang leader. At a news conference, he said he would welcome the deployment of an international force if it were to arrest the prime minister and people he describes as corrupt politicians and local police. And he warned he would fight the force if it committed any abuses. citing the actions of previous UN peacekeepers, including committing sexual abuses and inadvertently introducing cholera into water sources. He also urged Haitians to rise up against the country's government. I'm Ben Thomas.
South Korea's spy service says North Korea preparing a variety of weapons tests in response to upcoming U.S.-South Korean military drills. News and analysis, townhall.com. Public health officials in Connecticut issue a warning.
Two residents have died this summer from infections linked to a bacteria found in raw shellfish or seawater. Three people in the state are known to have been infected with the Vibrio vulnificus bacteria, which doesn't make an oyster look, smell, or taste any different. Two cases were wound infections not associated with seafood. The third infection was a Connecticut resident who consumed raw oysters not harvested from Long Island Sound at an out-of-state establishment. All three victims between the ages of 60 and 80, John Scott reported.
The Air Force throwing its support behind a program aimed at developing a sleek, futuristic-looking jet, one that could provide greater range and efficiency for military tankers and cargo planes. Air Force officials announcing a $235 million award for startup aircraft maker Jet Zero. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of... I'm just slobbering everywhere in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. And good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
Oh, I like it. Very good morning. Yes. Yeah. I'm it's just cool.
It is. Really? No, it's got a great accent.
Yes, my little, my Ukrainian princess is there, okay? And I don't mean that in any other way. So don't come after me. Okay. Do you mind if I call you my Ukrainian princess or the Ukrainian princess?
How would you like? Would I like to be a princess?
Yeah, know? Of course. Everybody does. Today's the 17th of August. Including me. I don't mind being a princess. Now.
Okay, she's Carl.
Don't get me started, guys.
Yeah.
I'm feeling really good. 17th of August, 8:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Of course, Trish Clark is with me today.
83 degrees in downtown Reading. Yeah. It's Thursday, and it's going to get really warm again today.
And so we'll fight over the princess title later.
Okay.
All right. Well, Tanessa's here, too. So
we're looking for a high today of 104, and tonight 76. A slight chance of thunderstorms and then clearing up later in the day. On Friday, it's still going to be hot, but only 99. Slight chance of thunderstorms and then mostly clear, a low of 72. And on Saturday, still hot, but only 98. And Saturday night, 73. Sunday, 93. And Sunday night, 71. Monday, 92 degrees and a low of 69, getting down, cooling off in the evening. And on Tuesday, actually dipping down into the 80s, 89. So that's looking, sounding really good to me. We can use a little bit of a breather here. I've kind of had enough of that over 105 and 110.
You need to turn that or put it down lower, sweetie. There you go.
They can always hear
there,
me, Carl.
Well, yeah, but it's kind of like it flows over.
Oh, it's an echo.
Yeah.
See? Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's sexy sounding. Yeah,
well,
okay, the weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. I was trying to gain that princess.
Okay, I know. Hey, you've got it. You know, we can pass that princess from person to person here. The title, of course. Now, for people who are trying to get into our website, let me tell you what's going on. The web hosting group is got hacked hard. And so our guy, Chauncey, who's just outstanding, has been working with them like for 2 days. To try, because their system got hacked, so it comes in when you get it. It says, "Oh, download this and then open it." Oh no! Don't
do it.
Don't do that. Anyway, so they're still fighting it out, and as of just
30 seconds ago, they're still fighting it out, it looks like. So, I'm sorry, it's not us. It's one of those demons, probably George Soros, wanting to take off our station right here in Redding, California. George Soros probably dedicated a whole division to take us down.
That and my credit card.
Yep, that. No, no. Linda's taking care of that, taking down our credit card. I mean, but I've helped.
Going to be a tough morning.
But I tell you what's really helped. What's really helped in attacking our credit card is that damn horse. Ugh. Okay. The horse went for a walk. The horse has been double locked in, and somebody finds her out wandering around on the ranch. She's just dumb. How does she do that? So we're trying to figure that out. I'm putting a camera up there.
She's a Republican.
She's a Republican.
You can't keep her down.
Can't keep her down. We are here with Tanessa Audette. Thanks for putting up with our BS here.
Always.
For the beginning. So Tanessa is on our – you're the what, pro
– Mayor Pro Tem.
And tell us, because people may not know you. So tell us about Tanessa Audette.
Yeah, so I was elected in the last cycle. I'm the – is that mic good? I'm the Mayor Pro Tem.
Yeah.
I, for the last 4 years, I have been working for the state Senate. I am a district representative. And for the last 8 years, I have been running political campaigns in Shasta County. I didn't know you could make a career of it, but because we have elections every 3 to 6 months in this town, I've had quite a few campaigns. So I've run 12 campaigns in the last 8 years. And before that, my degree's in political science. I worked for DeWalt Power Tools right out of college, and was on job sites swapping tools with construction workers.
That had to be fun.
It was actually a blast. So, you know, Black & Decker Industrial had bought DeWalt long before, but they switched over all their industrial brand to DeWalt, and then we had swarm teams, the black and yellow, and we would go out to job sites and be like, here, try our tool. So give me your skill saw, and I'll give you a circular saw.
Did you go out with big hair, though, when you did it?
I might have been asked a few times if I had a calendar. I was like, no, I have tools, and that's much better. So, you know,
no, I mean,
watch your mouth.
I mean, come on. They're sitting out. When I say the big hair, it's just that's kind of a term of people that are just, you know, their hair's all fixed up.
No, my hair wasn't that big at the time.
Okay.
So I mean, I but I was on job sites with a big yellow truck and a very large tool bed. So, I was popular for many reasons. But
I guess so.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. And then I had the set. So like I had Hollywood and all those sets. So we'd go on to onto the sound stages and swap tools. It was pretty fun. It was a fun.
So what you would do is say, okay, you're using this hand drill. Use ours.
Yes. So like there are some tools that are, you know, they're staples in the industry. A skill saw is just the best circular saw there is, and we're trying to convince you to, you know, move into our whole line of tools, and we could get you on the drill. You know, but it was very difficult to get people to switch over on the other tools. So we were basically just showing, like, here, just try it. It's kind of like the samples at Costco.
Yeah.
You know, give it a little taste. See if you like it, you'll probably buy it. And so that's kind of what they did. But we were everywhere. Trade shows.
Which company was this?
DeWalt Power Tools.
We see them everywhere now.
Yeah. I mean, well, they're owned by, like, Stanley Hand Tools now, I think. Yeah. Okay. They've been sold a couple times. But, yeah, so I did that. So I'm used to walking into tough areas and convincing people to try something new.
Okay, so what brought you here? You're not a local.
Yeah, so I went to Sonoma State, and right out of Sonoma State worked for DeWalt, so traveled a bit. But when it was time to actually raise our children in a safe environment, L.A. is just not the place to do that. And so we had friends up here told us to come visit, so we did. And mostly we did that for our oldest child who just – left for college. She's in Florida now. Oh, so that's new and exciting for her and, you know, terrifying for mom, but we'll get through it. So we basically had a choice to make. She was in a really tough situation being bullied, and we decided to relocate up here. We came, we visited. It's a community-oriented but community-connected environment here, and we found that out pretty quickly, and she sort of came alive again when we were in this environment, and that's what we were looking for. We didn't, you know.
It's a great place to raise kids.
Exactly, and it has been.
It is.
And it has been. I have three kids.
Not saying it's perfect. but it's a lot better.
A lot better than the rest of the state of California, for sure.
Yeah, nothing's perfect. And, you know, for myself, who's come here, we all the time maybe complain that it's a, you know, people don't want change, they don't want something different. But actually, I would be a testimony that we do sometimes want something different, as long as it actually represents us in a good way. So.
Okay, and that's what we're going to be talking about when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you've been injured at work and you're not getting the treatment, the medical care that you deserve, that you have earned, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168. Many times the employer wants to bring their person back, their friend, their employee, but the insurance company is stepping all over it. Patrick Gorman is the guy you need to call. He'll make sure that the insurance company is doing what they're supposed to. He's going to take care of any questions you have. And if you give him a call at 530-262-2168, it's a free consultation. He'll talk to you about it, about what's going on. It could be as things are going the way it's supposed to. And if that's the case, then you'll know that. But Patrick Gorman is somebody that's going to fight for you. I know this because he has fought for me before on something that is pretty much insignificant, but he was there when you needed him. Patrick Gorman. We'll be right back.
Select Kubota Equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Don't miss the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delights. Wristbands can be purchased at the fair office or by calling 530-336-5695. The fair will feature a parade, pageant, cooks, racing pigs, livestock shows, and a junior livestock auction. Grandstand events will feature the Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby. And the main event, Saturday night, September 2nd, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena.
So here's to the bad old days. All I've got this day.
Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Free admission August 31st for the opening day of the 105th Annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day Weekend on A Street in MacArthur. September 1st is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day when kids 12 and under get in free. Kids 5 and under get in free daily. Grandstand event tickets are available online at www.inter-mountainfair.com.
Welcome back to Free Thought Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle. Ready and Electric Utility has rebates available. They can offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station, be it car, truck, or bike. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information. We are here with Tanessa Audette, and Tanessa, who is Mayor Pro Tem of Reading and is running for the Assembly, 1st District. It's a wide-open race, kind of looks like.
Yep, open right? seat.
There's an open seat, no incumbent.
Yeah, get in there,
yeah,
tight.
Anytime that there's an open seat, you're always going to get more people.
Now, I understand is that the Republican Party, in their infinite wisdom, I still can't figure out what they're thinking of, said, oh, we got too many people running.
Yeah.
And they're afraid that if you have five or six people running, then one Democrat comes in and sneaks in.
Yeah, so there was.
How does that work?
So we have that guerrilla primary where it's just the top two vote getters. It's not top Republican, top Democrat. So what did just happen in the last cycle in the Senate District 4 is that five or six Republicans ran. And because there were so many Republicans, they ran two Democrats and the Republicans split those votes and the Dems got the top two seats. So we now have a Democrat in a predominantly Republican area. So it's it was a miscalculation and there really wasn't anybody explaining that or pushing that. You know, the beauty of if you're a conservative is you're an independent thinker and the downfall is you're sometimes a very independent thinker and you're not thinking of how
this affects
the whole.
Tell me if I can run or not.
Correct.
I have as good a chance as Donald Trump.
Yeah, so the issue is that this is a team sport. So if you think that way and it's a team sport, then you're going to tank your team. And so it wasn't the party that did it. It was the caucus in the assembly who is trying to make sure that we don't have that same thing happen. There's very small numbers for Republicans. And so there's really no reason to lose a seat that has, you know, a voter registration that's predominantly Republican. So what they've said is, we're basically going to run into that situation again, especially since there's nobody. It's not like it's another high level state level candidate. So everybody's new for the most part. And so it's going to be important that we get that down to probably two.
Okay. So there's you, fellow council member, one from Anderson.
Mm-hmm. And one from Modoc.
One from Modoc.
Yeah.
That's four.
That's four. There was a couple more that were thinking about it, but
have you heard anything from Democrat side? Have you heard anything about that?
No. Typically, and we've asked, and I've, we're the fairs are happening all throughout the county, so we've been going to the different fairs, and I've gone and spoke to each of the Democrat booths to ask, do you guys have a candidate? Do you have someone that you guys are going to run or you're thinking of? And so far, no.
Does it have to be a declared Democrat, or can they be say, okay, I'm a Democrat now, and run?
You just have to register.
Okay.
You have to be a registered.
So, but it's not like you can be Republican one day and a Democrat the next?
Yes, you can. Of course you can. You can re-register yourself.
Okay. I was just thinking. No. Run is a...
But running
is an angle. I see what you're doing here.
I can out-conserve the Republicans, and I'm a Democrat.
Yeah, okay. but to run as a Democrat in this district and just come off the wall like that, that wouldn't be a good idea.
No, they would know where I was at. Okay, Tanessa.
Why should we elect you?
Yes. There it is. Why should we vote for you?
Yeah, I mean.
And I assist everybody.
Yeah, I think about it for how I would want to vote. You know, I've been running campaigns and talking to people that are running and have a desire to make change and to do something positive, and that's great. But sometimes they get into office and then they kind of push a different way. And I think you need discipline. So I think one of the things I've been a conservative my whole life. I've studied conservatism. I've studied the government. I teach constitutional values. So I actually know what it means to be a conservative. I think it's important that somebody has the discipline to stick to that and to just make the argument. So what you can be guaranteed of is I will always explain what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, which allows other people to either agree or correct me and allow me to, you know, either counter or, you know, sometimes we make decisions that are not great in the short term, but they will be in the long term, and you have to make incremental changes sometimes. So I would say I'm a disciplined conservative, and I will not stray in any direction other than forward when it comes to promoting our values and voting that way. Also, issue-driven, I know this district really well, having worked in the legislature for the last 4 years. We've covered these counties, and the issues that face constituents in this area are very real. People are losing their homes. They're losing their insurance. They are experiencing major disasters. Also, living in one of our most abundant natural resources up here in Northern California. So there's a lot of beauty. There's a lot of natural resources that we have, but then those have to be protected. And we have to make that case. We have to tell that story. And I don't think we do that very often up here in the North State. We're sort of for all intents and purposes, what we're known for is wanting to leave the state, not that we are the best of what the state is. And so that's the argument I want to make. So if you vote for me, what you're going to get is somebody who will articulate the issues, will articulate our positions, will always go to bat for us, will learn, will continue to engage, stay accountable, build connection, and stay connected to the people they're representing.
The problem that we face is there's only two of you. There's only two Republicans in the whole legislature. I mean, I'm just kidding. But they.
Do you mean as our representatives?
As a representative, yes. Down there. They do things that are just horrible. They gut bills. They pass it and gut bills. The people who have been in there before, ranging from Jim Nielsen to the Malfa to the Dallies and all this, have had no impact. None. They didn't even tell the Dallies they were closing the Susanville prison. They found out about it the day that they announced it, and the Dallies had said, you know, we work on making good relations, and I'm sure they did. I'm sure they reached out. But they, you know, they screwed them in a second. How can you coalesce something so that Republicans actually have a say?
Well, like we were talking about, it's a team sport. So in addition to representing your district, in addition to staying connected to the people that are in the district, that are experiencing the things that have happened, bringing people, all of the things that they're doing, I wouldn't change. But in addition to those things, I would go help other people get elected throughout the state. Having a background in campaign management and in consulting, I just know the fact is that we've got races that are tight, that if there was a push, if there was somebody with a platform that could come and speak and help fundraise and help get us there, it does go a long way. But you also have to get on the news. You've got to win in the court of public opinion. And we drop the ball on that all the time. We're constant, like everybody has a role to play. I wouldn't change the roles that other people are playing, but I would add to the conversation the ideas that we have and always have an alternative. It's not enough to just say we're against this bill. We need to offer alternatives to that. And often it may not go anywhere, but you have to put it out there in the court of public opinion that there's another option. But instead it's just we're against this.
Why do you think the Republican Party, even though they will point to, oh, we've got a Hispanic here and, you know, in the state Republican Party, what's kept the Republican Party from making inroads in the Hispanic vote? I mean, the Hispanic culture is
– they have our values.
It's a conservative culture. Yeah. And yet we – I'm not even saying we, but you in the Republican Party hasn't made any type of big gains in this. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's a missed opportunity. I think it's because we play defense. We don't play offense.
And
we need to start playing offense on this because they do have our values. They do, you know, instead they're told – things that aren't true, and you know, a lie travels much faster than the truth. And it, when you're told that you're a racist, it's naturally instinctive to defend yourself. And unfortunately, we've been stuck in defending ourselves. Listen, the job is huge. When you're at the state legislature, you're representing 430,000 people. You're dealing with issues all across the board. So if you don't have a firm understanding of what your position is on every single issue, then you're going to get caught, you know, on the wrong foot trying to go forward instead of playing defense. So I think strategically it's important to put people there that can pivot, that can understand, that can adapt and to get small wins, but you have to get other people elected.
The key that you made was to play the
offense.
Offense.
Yeah.
And to get all the Republicans. You have enough, if you go to the legislature and the aides and everybody down there to mount some campaigns, come up with some platforms, and come up with ideas instead of responding to playoffs.
Correct.
Okay, let's go to the phones real quick. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Got a question? I'm sorry to bother you. Tanessa, Mark Mazzano was instrumental in not letting the Civic Auditorium be sold to that group in closed session. He demanded it come out, and he's been instrumental in cleaning up the homeless camps, especially off Hartnell, the one that Bill Shuler told me is the worst one he ever saw. I'm wondering what your accomplishments are as a city council person.
Okay, that's a good question. And what we're going to do is to go to a break, and then when we come back, you can do that because I want to get that. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, as recognized by the Watson Health Institute, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Teaching hospital brought in 13 residents. That's going to be an ongoing, continuous influx of new physicians to our community, all thanks to Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back with Tanessa Audette.
Some people got the real problem. Some people lot of love. Some people think I can solve them. Lord, heaven's above. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses in stock. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Come join us for a night of dinner and auction. Shasta County Republicans present Denim and Diamonds Fundraising Dinner, supporting Republican candidates at the county, state, and national level. Catered by Fat Daddy's Barbecue, fantastic prizes, guns, drawings, and games. Featured speaker to be announced Saturday, September 9th. Reading Senior Center doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org or call 530-356-6429.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Vought. 8:34 in the morning, it's 85 degrees and cloudy. Well, I tell you what, it could be
and
oppressive.
Humid.
It could be oppressive.
It's humid out there.
Today, the 17th of August, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, it's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It has been around for decades. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a locally-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you schedule an appointment that works for you. Yeah, give them a call at 530-244-9478. I haven't ever had a bad haircut there in 15 or 16 years. Not one. Not one. Not even a little bit on the side. You know, sometimes you look and go, oh, man. No, it's always been good. Man's last stronghold.
That's right.
Says so on the window. All right. We're here with Tanessa Audette. And let me tell you, Tanessa doesn't back off. She's not one of those people you can just get in her face and she goes, well, okay, don't do that. No, no. She comes back. And I'm bleeding from two spots right now. We're talking about what? We're talking about.
Well, that,
because
if look,
even
the
though
truth
that you're
is worth
running,
fighting for.
Yeah. Even though you're running for assembly, we asked you about a question that is just big.
Yeah.
And that we need to know how you think about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. No, but the question have, that Nick just asked you.
Yes. They, what have you accomplished?
What have you accomplished on the city council? What
sure.
are you, what can you
so, point to? So I don't know that it's an accomplishment to clean up camps. And if that's the accomplishment that we're looking at, I've done that many times, and I'll continue to do that. I just did that 2 weeks ago. So the cleanup is important because it lets you know in real, measurable terms and in impact how the homeless situation is actually affecting our community in, you know, on the ground. But here's what I think is actually important. You know, we're on a board, so any claim of I've done this and I've done that has really been by consensus. And so what I would say is a qualifier for me of what I've accomplished is I know that the issue is homelessness because I knocked on 9,000 doors and almost every one of them said, what are you going to do about the homeless? At every event I went to, what are you going to do about the homeless? I want my car to be safe. I want my home to be safe. I want my kids to be safe at the park. And so what I've done is on my own, not being a late liaison, I went to the continuum of care meetings to find out, is that part of the system broken? How is it broken? Why is it broken? I also went out with the CERT teams. I've also been to, if the hotels are working here, I went and spoke with the operator several times. I've been to different sites of hers. I did ride-alongs with fire department to find out exactly what are the trouble spots and the homeless spots. I did the point of time count. I have been at the mission trying to figure out what their vision, what they want to do, how they want to affect change, what their next step is, what they think the solution is. And I'm on the at-home committee trying to take all of that information and figure out where are we falling down, what the county is and isn't doing, what the county is and isn't able to do, where the breakdowns of communication are, what are the opportunity places, and what that at-home group is trying to do is saying, what if we look at this from a macro level, what can we do to actually immediately affect change? Where are we breaking down to offer services? So I would say there's been some good things that have come of that. I mean, we're talking, you know, at least 100 hours of attacking this by finding out information. So there's two things.
What did we find out?
There's two things. You're either going to help the homeless or you're going to help the homeless situation. And those are two different things. I can go feed the homeless every week, but it doesn't solve the homelessness problem. It only feeds it. And so I, as a government official, need to figure out systematically with the resource that we have, are we putting them in the right places? Is it actually affecting change? We don't have audits of, okay, you have been given this much money. How many people are you actually helping? Is it this? Are there 8 programs and they're all helping the same 20 people?
What have you learned?
I've learned that we have a breakdown of entry. So coordinated entry, where people come in. So if I find somebody homeless off the street, the program that's working, No Boundaries, takes them right off the street. CERT has contacted them a certain amount of times. The police department, they bring them right to a hotel. They have a bed to sleep in. Okay, that works. So I need more hotel beds. Also getting them into the HMIS system. So that's a breakdown. Not everybody's reporting. Even the people that have the licenses aren't using the licenses. Well, we can be more strict about how we actually enforce that. You're not going to get funding unless you're using this system to actually document who you're helping, how you're helping, when you're helping, and for how long you're helping them. And what was their next step? Where are they going? Because we don't have an unmanageable amount of homeless. We're talking maybe 300 to 400 people on the street that you see or that are hiding close by. We can go at that. We can solve that. So I think the next step is going to be having a place, you know, if I had a child who had a speech problem, a delay, you take them to a Northern Valley Regional, whether you're in Southern California, Northern California, it's the same thing. If your kid has a problem, that's where you go. You get assessed, and then you go from there. So we need to have a location where we take everybody. If we pick you up off the street, we're taking you here. We're coordinating the entry. We're getting you a case manager. We're figuring out and assessing what your issue is, and we're documenting who you are, and we're not going to be okay with you living and dying on the street. We're going to give you dignity. We're going to give you respect, and we're going to expect more of you. I expect more of the people that are living on the street than to kill themselves on the street. I want them to live. I want them to have productive lives. I want them to have hope. That isn't going to happen if we can't make contact and have a place where we can bring them into the system. Maybe it takes 10 times. Maybe it takes many different times, but it's worth it.
Okay.
I know that you have established some hotels around.
Yes.
There's evidence of it. And are we also at the same time addressing the impacts that opening up those hotels have on the surrounding area?
So we have two different programs when we talk about hotels. We have Home Key that was a disaster, and we have what we're doing with No Boundaries, and that is operator-driven. And so operator-driven hotel, not just hotels. We don't just go open hotels and give them to the homeless. We have an operator who is bringing people in and helping them get a handle on their life. Sometimes you come in and you're not going to be able to do anything other than hide in a room for a little while. But when you have an operator on site knocking on the door saying, hey, you okay? Hey, you want to come out and get something to eat with me? You know, I don't need you to go to a meeting. I don't need you to do anything. I just want to create some connection with you. Hey, we're here. We're paying attention. We care what's happening to you. That's the first step, and sometimes it takes months for people to acclimate if they've been on the street for 10 years. They're not going to trust people. They're not going to think that there's not some catch here. There's a process, and so you have to meet people where they're at, and the operator that we have is working. So I would say under that operator, we can expand, but not just any hotel opening. You know, it has to be specific.
Okay. Taking it to the next step, if you go to Sacramento, the homeless program and programs that the state of California has spent $17 billion on have been total failures.
Yeah.
The numbers have doubled, people dying, and all this. And they say it's a failure. We're fighting a microcosm of it here. And as you said, we're not off as bad off as other people. But that's just one of the many programs they're doing in Sacramento that are just absolutely wrong. What's your feelings on the train to nowhere that they keep? And again, I know I could tell you right then, I could just check the box probably on how you feel about
things. Of course.
But how
do I feel about government waste?
How do you
well,
stop?
No, but how do you stop? How can you be instrumental how are you instrumental in changing the course of some of these absolutely insane projects that the city or the state has taken on in the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, you're certainly not going to win something by not doing anything. So I think you have to fight. And for me, I think the fight has to happen in the court of public opinion. We have to get out there, get on the news to talk about what's not working and what can work. And here's the thing. If you spend the money on a train to nowhere, you're not spending money on the roads, and you're taxing the daylights out of us with every gallon of gas. You're taking 52 cents per gallon of gas for the roads, quote unquote, and yet our roads are falling apart. And
but
so,
the money for the roads is going for mental health.
Sometimes.
In a lot of instances.
Sometimes. I mean,
there's no nexus to the collection of funds and the distribution.
Correct.
I think we're all agreeing is that the Sacramento is all totally screwed up.
Their goal is to have big government.
Yeah.
So if the goal is to have big government, if they spend more, oh well. They're just going to open up. I mean, if you go and look at the funding sources for all these, even if you just go to Health and Human Services, you know, we asked for a breakdown of all the different programs, how much money's in each program, who's it been allocated to. All I got on a massive spreadsheet was just how many programs there are. I don't even know who's getting that money yet, because that's going to be, I guess, the next meeting. We'll find out who's getting the money. But on the first one, it was just all the different programs. Why? It's because a different legislature comes in and says, well, I don't like the way you're doing it. I'm going to add this aspect, and then it just is another bureaucracy. And then you have another bureaucracy. So we're basically funding bureaucracies. We're certainly not funding. It's okay. Not getting to the people.
Okay, now, this is going to be a quick question and a quick answer. Do you support the Reading Rodeo?
I do.
We're going to take a break now. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2173 Hilltop Drive. I take all your tobacco needs right there, and they have the finest walk-in humidor you're going to find north of Sacramento, maybe including Sacramento. Tobacco and Brew is not only just a tobacco store. It's open 6 days a week. They have supported so many nonprofits. I was there when they put on a birthday party for a little girl who had lost her home in a fire. So they didn't know her. They just heard about it. And they put on a birthday party, you know, cake and gifts and everything like this. This is the kind of people they are down there at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. We'll be right back.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
My name is Bill Evanhoe. I have been a business owner and registered Republican in Shasta County for 53 years. Kevin Cry does not reflect the kind of leadership our community deserves. His bad leadership and votes have been costly and reckless for the citizens of Shasta County. We can't afford the millions of our property tax dollars to replace a perfectly good voting system. Hand counting lends to more errors and more opportunity for fraud. I support the recall.
Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Siebel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Siebel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Siebel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott.
This is Thursday morning. I love Thursday morning because we just don't ever have enough time. Yeah, I just, show needs to be longer.
Hey, we're here with Tanessa Audette. And Tanessa, we've talked about up to now, but let's shift into the future.
Here. Sure.
If you are elected.
Yes.
What would be your first 6 months, year? What would the
as an assemblywoman?
Yeah.
And you're only going to give me 2 minutes for that?
No, you've got 8 minutes.
Okay, so I definitely feel like insurance has to be top of the list. So sort of how I feel about it is some of the things that are the most important to us we need to be working on now so that when we get in, we sort of hit the ground running. Insurance has got to be a huge one. We have to introduce a bill. I personally have been vetting some ideas that insurance agents have about how we can solve the issue with insurance. I was in the Northridge earthquake. There was about 2 years where they stopped writing home policies because of, you know, how massive the Northridge earthquake was in 1993. And so it was 2 years of trying to figure this out the same, and they created the California Earthquake Authority. I think we could do the same for wildfires and create a California Wildfire Authority. And I think that that would enable people to insure their homes for fires that can happen inside the home, you know, the normal, what every person, no matter where you live, is going to experience. But then if you're in a wildfire zone, you know, you can do the things that are necessary to harden your home, the things that will make that possible, and it's a supplemental insurance backed by the state or by those agencies. So I definitely think there's some ideas for that. I think it's going to be important to rally some legislation and to have that ready to go because we need options now. And if we can't get them now, we need to have them, you know, in that first 6 months. It's going to be important to me to get on committees that reflect what's happening in our district. So agriculture, you know, a lot of these rural districts, you know, they need advocates. They're farming and they're having to figure out everything that's going on in the legislature and fight for their lives, fight for their livelihood and their way of life. So I do think that having their representative being in office and representing them in that way on those committees is really important. It'll increase the amount of people that are giving testimony and giving the story. And then we got to market that. So I plan to, as much as possible, use the press. Use that position as much as I can to get out the stories of our district, to talk about the value of the North State, because we are the farm in your farm to table. And it doesn't matter where you are in the state. Everybody wants something that's organic. They want things that are healthy. They want things that are nutritious. They want things that are real. And there's nowhere else in the state other than in Northern California where you're going to get that.
one of the most effective ways to do that, and I found that on several of the state commissions that I worked on while I was on the Board of Supervisors, specifically the Cortese Knox Hertzberg, is I brought that whole committee up here. That was a law that wrote. And I brought that whole committee, including Susan Golding, up and had a meeting here in Reading. Opened eyes that it isn't a lot of times with the legislature that they don't know what that we're that different.
No, they
are
no
unaware.
Idea. No, they're not sure what goes on past Sacramento.
They don't know there's anything between here and the Oregon border.
Correct.
They are unaware of it.
Correct.
There was an attorney in Southern California. I want to make this point. We wrote the language for Cortese Knox Hertzberg. When he came up here, he was blown away. He said, "I will never refer to San Francisco being in Northern California as long as I live."
Yeah.
In their mind, when you get to Sacramento, you're right next to the Oregon border. Bring those people from the rest of the state up here. If they know maybe more about us, they'll be more open to legislation that helps us.
You're absolutely right. And when people can experience it for themselves, it's completely a game changer. It's that way for me. I have to experience things to really understand and wrap my brain around them. And I do think that the Dallies have done a great job of bringing people up here. And that's one of those things where you take the great things that they've done, you continue them, and then add your own flavor as well. And so I will bring people up here. There are tours happening all the time, but if we can actually rally people to come, they will. And those personal invitations and... Well, you know, that could always be difficult. So, you know, those personal invitations to bring them up here, I do think that that's important. I mean, you really have to sell what it is that we have here. And I lived in the ocean. I've lived by the ocean. Yeah, I went to college in San Diego. I lived near the ocean. You know, when you are feeling like, you know, just, you know, the weight of the world, you go out to the ocean and you feel like anything's possible. And that's the same thing when you drive this district. You come around some of these curves and the absolute expanse and beauty of this district is overwhelming. It makes you feel like anything is possible. And so it's worth fighting for. What you're going to see is a lot of me in the first 6 months. It will not be that you don't know what I'm doing. You will know, and you will be along for the ride.
Okay. Carrie. Oh, did he hang up?
Yes, unfortunately he did.
Okay. That's all right then. We were trying to get out. Okay. So... getting more people up here, explaining what we're about, the race itself. When does it really kick off? I mean, it's now. I mean, we've had everybody on.
Yeah.
And now we're going to start cycling through again.
Yeah.
You know, because things change.
Absolutely. So the caucus has ambitiously, and I'm actually happy that they did, because it's good to tell people, like, actually, sometimes you're going to have to make a sacrifice for the team. And so they're looking at around October to do sort of an evaluation, and then they are going to do some polling and see where people are at and hopefully convince some people that maybe this isn't their turn to do it. And then we file in November. So you're not going to know really who's going to be on the ballot until November. So for all of the insiders and all the people that do this, they're hot and heavy right now and through November. But as far as the public's concerned, until a sign goes up, they're not going to know what's going on. And then they're going to be like, really?
And
so
soon? When does that sign go up?
December 6th.
Okay. That's what I thought. You've been in politics. I mean, okay.
And when
in the backside, but being into an elected position, you've only been in it for 2 years, right?
At the time, when I win, it'll be 2 years, yes.
Okay, so
2 years. So
when
now,
is the election?
March 5th.
The primary is March 5th.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a long time for a sign.
Yeah, you know.
I'm just saying. I did this for 20 years.
90 days.
Yeah, but you know what?
Who's
After 30 days, it becomes part of the scenery. They don't see it anymore.
I have to agree.
But they do listen to it on radio.
Well, but they don't see it anymore. It becomes part of the scenery. And everybody is so irritated with them after that length of time.
Those mailers.
Just saying.
I mean, I get a mailer, and it just kind of goes, it just keeps going, you know, into my – but it works for some people. I think the old knocking on the door, but you've got to knock on
– Yep, that's the key.
You've got to knock on doors that cover the area of two states in the Northeast.
Pretty much. The good part about knocking on doors is you actually get that feedback. And I would say if you want to be an effective legislator, you have to have feedback. And if you don't create that for yourself, you could find yourself completely disconnected from the people that you've signed up to serve. So I welcome door knocking. I like that it's every 2 years because it really forces people to interact and come back, because it's too easy to try to retreat. Because inevitably you make one decision and 50% love you, 50% hate you, and they let you know.
Can you tell us, okay, yeah, I've just been noticing lately you've been putting out people that are backing you.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So can you give us a few of those?
Sure.
I saw Jim Pope.
Yeah, yeah. Sheriff Jim Pope is endorsing me. Jerry Byrne, who is Modoc County Supervisor. We just put that out yesterday. So Julie Winter on the City Council, Stephanie Bridget, the DA, Mary Rickert, our Shasta County Supervisor, Jack Munn, City Council, Andrea Hoheisel, who's a school board member. Bruce Dean is supporting me, which I know you care most about. So,
Bruce?
Yeah.
Some bitch.
Did you say that?
I didn't say the whole word. It was some bitch.
It's important.
I really like Bruce Dean, and he and I, we disagree on some things, we agree on other things. But
you have the conversation, and that's what matters.
Yeah, and what happens is the wives start backing up because they think, we're both kind of forceful guys, but it always works out.
Yeah, I
like him a lot. And here's a guy that puts his money where his mouth is.
Correct.
He could live anywhere. He could put Black Bear Diner anywhere in the United States. In fact, he's been urged several times to move it.
Yep.
He keeps it right here in Redding. And he says, you want to work for us in the corporate? You're coming to Redding.
Yeah, and
that's cool.
It's his community, and he takes ownership. And I would say that the people that take ownership of this community do the best in it, and they do the best for it.
Yeah. Okay. How do people get a hold of you?
So you can go to my website, votetenessa.com, TENESSA. That's probably the easiest way to get to me. And from there, you can get to all my social media and stay updated about all the traveling.
Great.